friends. Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. All right, so this week I am moving into my new house.
Yes, I'm already in my new house. Guys, the new set is coming.
No, it's okay.
Not. It's coming. I'm sorry that it's taking so long.
I don't think they care.
I don't think you guys care either. But if you did care,
I don't care. I don't care that you care.
If you care, don't. Just kidding.
But that's, I think, one of the biggest things I'm doing this week. Moving. Drew's filming a bunch of her show this week.
Yeah, I'm filming a lot of episodes.
Back on the grind.
This week. And the streamies are this week, which is very exciting.
Is that fan voted?
I honestly have no idea. I feel like you where can I vote? And I go,
you'll have to take that up with Mr. Streamy himself.
I'll make sure to ask him when I see him. Or her. Or them.
Whoever it is.
Whoever they are. Not sure.
But I think that's it. That's really going on.
I got a busy work week this week.
How are you feeling mentally? I feel just okay.
I feel just okay too. For those of you who follow me on Instagram, you guys know I was supposed to be on a brand trip this week. But the universe was beating my ass, girl. They did not want me to go on that trip.
Don't go into uncharted waters.
Yeah, don't go into treacherous. Don't take treacherous journeys. Yeah. That was literally, I went to LAX three fucking times. And all three times, I did not get on a plane. What was the fucking point?
What was the reason?
It was horrible. Do not recommend. But honestly, like, I'm going to take the hint and go home. Something bad would have happened to me if I went.
I just feel it.
Yeah. I have never had that much of an issue trying to get on a fucking flight, girl. I've never had that problem before. I've had that
a couple of times. One time.
That has literally never happened to me. Not like that. Yeah. I've missed flights like maybe a handful of times, and that was like not my fault, obviously. This time wasn't either.
Yeah.
But like, I'm saying trying to go on the same trip. I've never had this.
If you've ever flown standby.
Oh yeah. Flying standby is stranded.
That's happened to me a couple of times.
That has happened to me a few times. That's why I said I've missed flights in that sense. Like I used to fly standby all the time in college. We both did.
Yeah.
Cause it was cheaper. Cause flying is not cheap by any means.
Two kids. That happened to me. And then when I was going to Oregon for my friend's thing, from New York, I got stranded in DC for a couple hours.
Yeah. I feel like when I flew standby the most was in college. And like, I feel like when you're just a teenage girl and you're like nice to the desk people.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're a lot more helpful because people are so rude and mean at the airport, which like I get it because it's a stressful environment. Mm. So I can't even imagine being in customer service at an airport of any kind. So I can only imagine. One time Billy and I, we're in Hawaii. This was like years ago. And we were trying to come back to the mainland. And all the kiosks were down. We got there 2 hours early. All the kiosks were down. Only two were open. Of course, we missed our flight. So by the time we got to the desk, they obviously were just putting everybody on new flights.
Mm-hmm.
And when me and Billy went up to the desk, there was a Samoan person like working the desk, and I was telling Billy, I'm like, all right, let's lean into brada sister, because we really need to go home, or go back to the mainland. And so I remember we were behind this, white lady, and that matters. That context matters. And she was like screaming at him. Like it's his fault. Like it's his fault.
Is it following you?
Yeah. Yeah. And a Samoan man.
Okay.
And then he's like, ma'am, there's nothing I could do. Like all the kiosks were down. I can't control the kiosks. And she's like, I need to go fucking home. And she's like cussing and screaming up a storm. But as soon as she opened her mouth and started being disrespectful, I told Billy, we're in. I'm in.
Anyone that works in customer service.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's just like people are so awful for no reason and it's not their fault. Even when I'm like, let's say I'm calling and I'm frustrated about something. If I like tell them like, I'm really frustrated because X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even tell them, I'm like, I know it's not your fault.
I always say that.
I always say, I know it's not your fault.
I know you're working your hardest.
Yeah, I'm not upset with you literally at all. This is just an extremely frustrating situation.
Even if they're not working their hardest and they are kind of hurting my
feelings.
And
if they were being rude to me, even then, I'm still like, even then. But anyways, that lady was so rude. And then he was like, there's nothing I can do for you. So I would go to another desk. because he just refused to help her because she was so rude. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to call the cops, which is like their go-to.
Okay. What are they going to do?
And how are they going to get in? Girl, by the time they get in here, you'll be on another flight going home. And so then when we went up to the desk, we told him what happened. We were like, yeah, this is what happened. If there's any way you could help us, that would be great. Because we were supposed to have a layover on Big Island. And then and our bags were already on the fucking plane. And or at least we thought what they were. And then the guy goes, you know what? I'm going to help you guys. Since I'm so unhelpful, I'm going to show how helpful I can be. And then he literally put us on a direct flight and gave us extra legroom seats for free. All because that lady was a bitch. Worked out. Worked out.
I'm reaping all the benefits.
And I'm reaping all the benefits. That was me at the airport.
She's losing her mind.
Oh, dude. When I missed my first flight this weekend, like, yeah, when I missed my first flight, we went up to the desk and we were like, our flight is supposed to leave at this time. Like, is there any way we can get on? And she was like, nope, like that. And I go, oh, okay. And then I go, so do I just get in this line then to maybe like talk to someone about, she's like, yeah, get in the line. Obviously that's the line. Like, she was so rude to me. And I was like, okay. Okay. So I went and got in line. We waited, talked to the lady. She couldn't find anything. And then we were trying to figure out what we were going to do. And we were sitting on the, like, we went back and we were sitting on a ledge for like an hour, just trying to figure out, like, we were like making calls and shit. And then that lady who was really rude came over and was like, did you guys end up finding a flight? And then I was like, no, we didn't. And she was like, wow, where are you guys going? Maybe I can help. And it's literally because I wasn't mean to her when she yelled at me. And then I was like, it's all right. Like, it's not your fault. We're probably going to go somewhere else. And then she was like, oh man, that sucks. Like, she's just trying to have a kiki with me.
Well, my daughter's a big fan. Can I even get a pic?
I actually didn't realize who you were. Just kidding. I think she honestly felt bad because I wasn't. I think she had anticipated me yelling at her, but I didn't. And she was like, ah, I feel kind of bad.
Yeah. And I'm also kind of a big fan.
So she came over to dap me up, tell me everything's cool.
She's cool.
Also, on the way, I freak out in situations like that. Y'all know that. And so on the way to the hospital, on the way to the airport, I had partaken in some of the devil's lettuce. I ate it in the form of a Starburst. I had two of them because I was planning on sleeping. And then when I got there and I missed my flight, I literally could not freak out. So I'm thankful.
I always think when I'm thankful in situations like that where I'm a little bit, you know, up there, I always think about how, like, some people, like, that's how they are all the time.
And I wish.
Without substances.
That's how Billy is.
I know.
And I crave it.
What must that be like?
I crave that. I crave that energy.
What must that be like?
Yeah, I crave that so badly. And, like, literally, Billy, Alex, she called me and she was, bless her, she was trying her hardest to help us get on another plane. And she told me the next day, she goes, when I was talking to you last night, I was literally thinking, wow, she is so relaxed and not worried at all. Like, because she knows how easily I stress, cry, and
freak out. You know where we had the freak out? One of the worst plane problems was when we were trying to get to New York for Black Adam. Remember, the flight kept getting delayed?
And, you're right. And yeah, that is true. So we ended up getting on it. But
thankfully. And then it was like the wrong plane. And
yeah. Well, and we started freaking out because I needed to be there
yeah.
that night because I had to get ready the next morning. Mm-hmm. It got delayed four times
and then they kept eventually moving gates.
Yeah. And then we were like, I'm not moving until they tell me an official
yeah.
time. But anywho, so the universe gives me a sign. Nothing ever happens to me by accident. I'm convinced, like, if I went, they probably would have lost my luggage or something.
There are two good things that happened that you got to stay home for. Number one, the launch of the Patreon.
That is true.
Drew got to be here for it, and it was really fun.
That is true.
And we're so excited so many of you joined the membership, and
I'm excited that y'all are excited.
I don't know if you know this, like, people who are, like, on the fence of joining it, but we have a Discord in there. And if you're like me and you're 100 years old, you're like, what is that? It's basically a group chat with a bunch of mini group chats in it.
Yeah, and it's all of us having a kiki.
So me and Drew are in there. Our mom's in there. Our manager, Phil, he's in there.
Phil.
We're trying to get Alex in there. Get the logo.
Alex is in there. She has a Discord. Okay. She made one.
I want her posting, Alex, if you're listening.
Alex, get on it.
We want Alex. We want Steven in there. We want everyone in there posting. Yeah.
Everyone in there posting away. Discording it up.
It's super cute if you guys were thinking about it. And we have, obviously, bonus episodes. I posted a clip of the one with mommy earlier this week.
Yeah. I'm so glad that y'all love it so much. It's super exciting. I'm very, very excited about it.
It's going to be really fun. So Drew got to stay home for the launch of the Patreon and to watch the season finale of a show that we absolutely love.
And y'all know exactly what show that is.
But you know why we can't talk about it.
And you also know why we can't talk about it. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
New couple alert.
And if you're like, what team are you guys? Go back and watch old episodes.
You know exactly what fucking team I am, bitch. You know exactly what team I am.
And were we satisfied with how season 2 ended?
Yeah, absolutely. I was. Yeah, I was.
So there you go. That's
yeah, actually, in fact, it took too long, in my opinion. And also, this is the series that I told you guys I literally stopped reading because I knew where the fuck it was going. And that's how I know I'm not going to enjoy season 3.
But I'm going to watch
it.
But I'm going to be sad.
Yeah. I'm not going to be sad. I'm going to be angry. And I'm going to take it up with someone personally. I'm going to send a meeting request to Jenny Han. I'm going to tell her to get on her Zoom. I got to talk to her.
We literally watched it with our dad, who's never watched the show.
Oh my God. My dad being like, who's that? I don't understand. Like, who is that?
What the? Oh, the whole show. It was
also,
so funny.
Also, we can talk about this. Bigger Than the Whole Sky. Shut the fuck up. Exile. Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
XO.
How to Disappear.
How to Disappear.
Shut up. Shut up.
Whoever is the music director, I'm gonna kill you.
I'm coming for you. I'm gonna kill you. Give them a raise.
Literally.
They need their ass ate from the back. Whoever does the music for that show. Someone suck them till they're dry.
The two of them are going to jump in a pool and then you're going to play Delicat.
I'm just talking about season finale.
I'm going to scream.
I have so many thoughts, y'all. I want to talk about it so bad.
We're being respectful, so we can't.
But y'all know what team I am.
You know what team.
And any other team is wrong. You're wrong. If you're the other team who she was at the beginning.
Wrong.
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 Wrong side of history.
Wrong. I would rather her be alone than be with him.
I would rather her. So obviously I like who she picked.
Same.
I would rather her have been with the first guy. No?
Maybe.
I think he's a cutie.
I don't not like him. I'm just like, stick to the lore of the two brothers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like Vampire Diaries.
People are saying which character is coded to like other love triangles. So I saw like Vampire Diaries, Twilight.
Yeah.
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And I think you're all wrong.
I saw people comparing it to being Team Jacob. And you know what? Team
Jacob as in the first brother, not the second one. No. They were saying the second one.
Yeah.
I know, I'm saying they're wrong. I think the first brother is.
I agree. You know why? Because it's manipulation. Here's the thing.
Because Edward would never treat Bella the way that we watched the first brother treat
also,
this
does,
one.
Also, did everyone literally forget when Edward was like, you pick.
Yeah.
Love whoever you want. Yeah. I want you to be happy. Yeah. You're wrong. And you know what? A lot of you bitches who like the first brother, a lot of you bitches who like that, you like a man you can fix. And you can't fix him, bitch.
As someone who has been in a relationship like that.
Love is not supposed to be hard.
You can't do that shit.
It's not supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be a roller coaster. It's not supposed to be up and down. Yeah, it's not supposed to be something that makes you feel like shit one day and makes you feel on top of the world the next day. It's a steady hand, bitch. That's not settling. That's real, true, foundational love.
I just feel like the one she ended up picking, he has never changed how he's felt about her.
He's steady hand,
constant.
Bitch. Steady hand.
The first one in the last episode, the season finale alone, he changed his mind 3 times. I like you. No, I don't. Yes, I do.
Well, and also like, if you really, really love her and you're not a selfish asshole and you see that she's happy with somebody else, then you'll be like, you know what? Like, I fucked that up. So I want you to be happy. And you know what? She fucked up and the other one still forgave her.
Yeah.
So shut up.
And the music director, I'm going to kill you.
Ass eight.
I'm going to kill you. All right, friends, we're going to take a quick little break. And this is with our friends at Tushy. So got spicy poops? You can't fight fire with paper. Soothe your booty after every duty with a precise stream of water. With over 100,000 5-star reviews, I am one of those reviews, let me tell you. See why millions of real pooping humans already love the Hello Tushy bidet. Every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 30-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. So I personally am a huge fan of the Tushy bidet. I have I think two of them now. I bought one and then they ended up sending me one. Okay, so I didn't grow up with the bidet. I know that this is like European culture or whatever. It's just not American culture. It doesn't feel that weird. It actually feels really nice. And I feel so much cleaner throughout the day when I use it, if that makes sense. So I am urging you to please buy a tushy. It is well worth your money. And you should get yourself a tushy too, because no one loves or likes a dirty butthole. Let me tell you. The Hello Tushy Bidet cleans your bum with a fresh stream of water that is 2 times better than wiping and prevents poo particles from spreading to your hands and everything you touch. That's so gross. It attaches to your existing toilet, requires no electricity or additional plumbing, and cuts toilet paper usage by 80%. A Hello Tushy Bidet pays for itself in under a year. Stop wiping and start washing. Go to hellotushy.com/2idiotgirls and use promo code 2idiotgirls for 10%. Off your first order, what the heck? That's hellotushy.com/2idiotgirls for 10% off. Now back to the episode. But everyone in the comments will tell you what show it is and watch it. And if you want to be on the right side of history, you'll pick the right brother.
And those of you who are like, you know, you have to read the book. I did read the books. I did read the books. And I still stand by my decision. I did read the books.
Yeah. They're both good looking guys. I'll give them that.
Listen.
And yeah, I have seen his TikToks and I don't give a fuck.
Listen, don't piss me off, okay? You're pissing me off. Don't do that. Pick the right side. Grow a brain. And pick the right side. I don't want to hear your reasoning. So many of you are going to tell me, but this is why. Wrong. The fact that they're like, oh, but like, you know, his mom and everything. And I'm like, they're brothers. They both have the same mom. They're both going through the same shit. And only one of them was awful.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
And one of them was a single mom who has 2 jobs. And he was putting in the work. And on top of that, he was supporting from afar.
I know.
Selfless. Shut up. Those are my thoughts.
And if we're just being objective, you guys, the first brother, he's so mean to her.
He is.
The second one has never been mean to her.
He be eating her up. The shit he says, he eats her up.
He's mean.
But also playing exile.
Sick in the head.
Sick.
You're sick in the head.
I will say, this is the one thing I will concede to you, to those of you who are on the wrong team. The end was cringe.
Yeah.
He didn't need to be there.
No. It's at summer league. If you played volleyball in high school, summer league, he doesn't need to be there.
He didn't need to be there.
No.
Him staying there, that's annoying. Sure.
That was annoying.
That's very annoying.
You know what was even more annoying? The hot pink crop tops with the matching knee pads. That was even more annoying.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
As someone who's played volleyball, we don't dress like that.
I would get so sweaty at indoor league that I would have to bring another shirt to change into before I left.
Yeah, same.
It was so bad.
Same. I love volleyball. Volleyball is so fun. So fun. Oh, that was my favorite sport to play.
Yeah.
So much fucking fun. I had a blast playing volleyball. I still do. I still love playing. But even then,
If my boyfriend came to watch me play indoor league, I'd be so embarrassed.
Also, when you play volleyball, especially in high school, 9 times out of 10, your uniforms are long sleeve and tight. Why? Hey, why? Hey, what the fuck's going on? We're indoors and I'm playing a sport.
I'm assuming a long sleeve is so your arms don't get hurt. Like, I feel it's like a little bit of cushion.
I thought it was like an aesthetic thing.
But even then, tight, that's.
But even then, like when mine were long sleeve, I always rolled my sleeves up because I like want it. I like need to feel it to play better. But that's why I'm like, maybe they needed. Honestly, maybe we were wrong. Maybe they needed cutoffs.
They were ahead of their time.
Yeah, literally,
we were behind.
New cup alert. I didn't really elaborate. I got new cups.
They're really cute.
They're very cute and sturdy and thick.
Mine's empty, if you couldn't tell.
And they're from Amazon. No, I don't have an LTK, so I don't remember what they're called.
A what?
They call them LTKs. I think they're like shopping. I don't know. They're like lists or something.
Oh, like the Amazon, not wish list, but like those?
I don't know.
What the fuck are you even saying?
I like immediately grew tired of talking about it.
What the hell are you even saying?
Are you guys being haunted by the TikTok shop? TikTok
shop. Specifically the snail mucin.
I just saw one today. I don't really see those. I just mean in general.
Yeah, stop.
I see them all the fucking time. I get
the gouache paintings, paints. I get those a lot.
Oh, I've never seen
TikTok
those.
Shop.
I see the most random ones. Like I see like a slushy machine. And then I see like a ice machine. Yeah. And then I see like sugar-free chamoy, which looks pretty good. It's vegan.
Chamoy hurts my tummy.
But that's why like that one's
someone
vegan.
Tried to tell me that the pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks is not vegan. It isn't if you don't get it with oat milk.
Yeah.
Silly goose.
Silly goose.
Because it's that squirty shit, right? It's the syrup. That's the pumpkin spice.
I actually don't work there, so I'm not sure.
Shut the fuck up. You guys, you know, please let me know down below.
Don't you know what? Don't tell me because I'm still going to eat it. I'm still going to drink it.
Not if it's going to hurt my tummy.
I'm going to fuck it up.
Not you. For me, please. Let me know.
No, it will hurt my stomach still, but I'm going to fuck it up.
I know. I'm not talking for you. I'm talking for me. Are you okay? What was in your cup? Mention the cup one more time for everyone.
I didn't really elaborate. That's why.
Okay. Before the end of the episode, you have to bring it up.
I got too zoomy off talking about that show.
I know.
Yeah.
What else are your thoughts? Is that it?
I just want to personally fight anyone that's the other team. That's pretty much it. And I want to petition to have a different ending. The ending that I want immediately.
I feel like it would do her well to not follow the books.
You would fucking think. But this entire season followed them to a T.
But then that way she can make more. I don't want the show to end. It's just so good.
That too. No, because then like how long are they supposed to keep doing that? Well into their 20s?
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean?
If I see one more spoiler on my TikTok, I will cause a scene.
You know, I started seeing people be like,
now I feel like I have to read the books at the speed of lightning because everyone's fucking spoiling it for me.
They're honestly easy reads. I read the first two in like 2 days. Like they're really easy reads.
Those were the only books she read last year.
That is true. I read the series. That's it. To be fair to me though, I did stop reading a lot of my nonfiction books, like my books on like
self-help and whatever.
Self-help, like feminism, like intersectional feminism.
I get a
feminism.
Lot of questions about books I read, which I feel targeted because I'm gay and gay people like to read. Which,
and is that not your agenda?
To That's get part everyone of it. To read.
That's part of it.
To get everyone to read.
Well, to show people what you're reading.
Yeah, I guess.
That's part of it.
That is.
Yeah.
Right now I'm reading Everyone in This Room Will One Day Be Dead.
Yeah.
And I just started ACOTAR, the very first, I guess that's what it's called, the first one, A Court of Thorns and Roses.
On my Kindle. I know. Everyone loves those books.
They're supposed to have a lot of SEX in them. That's why they like them.
Spicy.
And it's straight SEX. So I guess I'll just be like this. What books are you reading?
None. Currently none.
It's because Drew doesn't know how to read. That's why.
It's like the Leah Michelle rumor, but it's about me. No, it's literally the reason why I stopped reading the books that I typically read that are not fiction books is because I started writing my own book. So I stopped reading. This is for realsies. I stopped reading books like that because I don't want my brain to absorb stuff that's not mine.
Copy them. That makes sense.
And then like unbeknownst.
You're going to write just like Jenny Han if you read her books. That's a good point.
I'm going to write in like fiction in there. I'm writing a love triangle.
Yeah. If I were a girl that grew up with two brothers that I was attracted to one, but then one realized that he liked me more and then the other one, like do the whole thing.
It's like, it's the same show where she's just like, oh, I just never looked at him that way until, you know what I'm saying?
I just, you guys, and when he kissed her, I had to pause the show and take a second. The first time he kissed her. I had to pause the show and take a second.
Even at the end. At the fucking season finale.
I can't act like that in front of my parents, though. I gotta go home and watch it by myself. Touch starve. Anyways. Yeah. When he did the first time they kissed, I was like... One second. No, when she tripped at the party and he caught her. Everyone kept saying these Wattpad shit. What do you think this whole book is?
That's literally what it is. That's why it's so great. Stop pretending like you're better than it. Don't fight it. Don't fight it.
Lean into it.
Let the wave take you. Yeah. Okay.
When he caught her at the party, I was like,
dude, he's just so like steady hand, bro. Shut the fuck up if you like the other one. And what was he doing?
Moping about.
Jacking around. That's what he was doing. Messing about. That's what he was doing.
Fuck school. You ever made fun of that line?
No, I saw I saw the, like, they're like this scene, and it was like when they're helping him study, and then they're throwing the cheeseburgers. Yeah, and like
the one brother didn't catch it, but the other one did.
Yeah, and he caught it, and it was like steady, and everyone was like, ooh. No. Oh, yeah. He said, what else do I win?
Yeah.
You know, wait, I want to say something controversial really quick about my main girl.
Okay.
If you had two men like that fighting over you at that age, I'd fuck around too.
That's what I think.
Let's be honest. Cards on the table. We would all fuck around. Yeah. Would we not? Would we not sample from both?
When you think of how you were at 16, do you know what I would have done for attention from two men? Be honest. Do you know what I would have done for attention?
Sorry, wait, hold on. This is going to sound so like, this is going to make me sound so stupid and like annoying. But like, I did have that when I was like 14, 15.
Yeah, but it was three boys. Step your fucking game up.
Listen, I've been about it. Am I saying she wrote it about me? No. And you know why? Because they didn't look like that. That's why. You know what I'm saying? Listen, let's be honest. Let's be serious for once in our lives.
Do you know what I would do for attention from two boys at that age? Come on.
At my prime pick me phase? Come on. Would you not fuck around? Come on. And you have the support of their mom. Dude, girl, fuck out of my face. The mom was literally like, I don't care which one you choose. Fuck around and fuck them both. I don't care. Just pick one.
Just pick one, please.
Don't care.
My special girl.
Don't care which one you choose. Like, girl, you got the support of their mom and them, the consent. Come on. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to defend her a little bit.
See, you guys.
Because I ride with women.
You guys make fun of the Wattpad stuff, right?
Yeah.
When they were like stuck in, I'm like, oh, are they going to get stuck in the rain? Only go to a motel and has one bed. And they have to decide. It's like I wrote it.
Because I could write it. That's the point. I could write it, but I couldn't score it quite like they do.
No.
No way.
To me, I feel like you have to be sick in the head to do that.
You're too good at your job.
To play the part in Exile where Bon Iver and Taylor Swift are singing at the same time when he's outside having a little panic attack. Crazy.
When she's like, I sent so many signs. Oh.
He's like, come on. Sick. You're sick in the head.
Yeah. As someone who has been a victim of a love triangle.
Love square.
And the difference was I didn't like any of them. I was like, dude, come on.
Ugh. All right, friends, we're going to take another quick little break. And this one is with our friends at HelloFresh. So with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Fall is right around the corner, thank God. And HelloFresh is here to help you plan for the busy season ahead with tasty dishes delivered to your door. Simply choose your recipes and pick your delivery date, then lay back and enjoy the last days of summer knowing dinner is covered. Parents have enough back-to-school shopping and planning to do. Let HelloFresh get the groceries and save you some cash with pre-portioned meals delivered right to your door. So here I am once again promoting HelloFresh. I love it. They just started doing vegan recipes, so I don't have to veganize anything on my own, which I really love. And it takes like, oh my gosh, like 80% of my brain power away from me. So I don't really have to think that hard when it comes to making dinner because I always get so stressed because everything hurts my tummy. But HelloFresh makes sure. They make sure that my tummy is not hurt when I eat these recipes, I tell you what. So you all can go to HelloFresh.com/52idiotgirls and use code 52idiotgirls for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/52idiotgirls and use code 52idiotgirls for 50% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Now back to the episode. Okay, so that's enough about the thing we were talking about.
That's enough about that. But anyways, unless you agree with me, you're wrong. So,
and I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. So today we're doing a part two of funny concert stories.
Yes.
After last week's episode, we got like 200 more.
Dang.
And because we did so many zoomies, we're probably going to only get through some of them.
And sorry. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm so passionate. Okay. So
we had a lot to discuss. Okay.
That's true.
In code. So there you go.
This first one's from Amore. She said, earlier this year, I went to see Boy Genius. I ended love. Up going alone because none of my friends listened to them.
Oh,
I was so excited because I'm very much in love with all of the members, especially Julian Baker. The show was pushed back 3 times because of the rain. And when it finally started, I was so excited that I got a notification on my watch. And when I went to check it, my watch was telling me I had a high heart rate of 122. I was still standing. I was just standing still, but Julian Baker was right in front of me and she looked so good. I was so excited. I don't know how I survived the night. She looked so good. And it was Pride Month, so all the girls were going crazy.
That is so sweet.
Boy Genius Live.
That's not crazy. That's not even yeah. embarrassing. That is just sweet.
It's super cute.
Yeah, we saw Boy Genius at Coachella mm-hmm. and they were wonderful.
They're amazing.
And yeah. they're so great live. And I know it's not the same, but like we saw Muna last year live, which we loved. Mm-hmm. I know they're not the same, but it's in the same vein as far as like music type.
Gay.
Which we love.
Yeah.
Well, that's also a coincidence. I know,
I'm just kidding. But no, they're pretty similar.
Yeah, yeah, they're similar in fan base.
Sure.
I would say.
They have to be.
But I loved, after seeing Muna, I was really excited to see Boy Genius because Dayson's liked Boy Genius for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And she showed them to me.
Yeah, we watched them at Coachella after we saw Rosalía.
Yes.
And then Brittany's like, I'm good to go home. And I was like, oh, can we watch Boy Genius? And she was like, oh, sure. And we went. No one was in there. It was so nice.
In the I know. Section yeah. Like it was packed in the regular where everyone typically stands. Mm-hmm. But we were off to the side. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't that many people there. So we could sit down.
It was so nice. So we could sit down.
Yeah. We could sit down and watch. And it was Brittany so was relaxing.
Like, that girl looks just like Phoebe Bridgers and Walt. That is And she's like, what? Yeah. And so I was explaining to her the lore. But yeah, I loved seeing them live. Because I've never seen Lucy Dacus is my bias out of the three. I love all three of them, but I've never seen any of them live. I've only seen the only time we've ever seen Phoebe and Lucy together was when they came out at the Muna show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I was really excited. And that's I've never what, that's seen what live,
made me
so.
Think of it was because at the Muna show, both Phoebe and Lucy came out. Yeah,
I
remember out.
Lucy came out after Phoebe and Drew was like, because I knew Phoebe was going to come out.
And I knew who Phoebe Bridgers was. Yeah,
so we were screaming. And then Lucy came out and Drew goes, who is that? It's Lucy Dacus. I was so excited. But I love all three of them.
But it was very, that show was so fun.
The Muna one
was really so cute. Fun. Yeah. And we had great seats too where we were sitting. Yeah.
Oh, I went update, saw Maggie Rogers live.
Oh, that's right.
Always opened. I love them. I forgot how many other songs I know. So they were so good.
Yeah.
It was at the Hollywood Bowl.
We saw Maggie Rogers at Coachella the year before.
Yeah.
Last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was really good. She always is.
She's always good.
But the crowd there was kind of odd because I think people, I didn't realize it was part of like a summer concert series.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of like old belonging people like own box seats at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, so they just kind of went.
So they were there like eating dinner and watching. Mm-hmm. And like she made comments about it throughout the show. Like, can you like, because all her fans were like in the back part.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm trying to like see people who actually came to see me. It was kind of awkward, but. She
that is really very good. Strange.
Yeah. She's like, all I can see. She's like, can we turn on the house lights? I can only see people eating their fucking dinners. But it was
as
really
you
fun.
Should, girl. As
got
you should.
To Carrie for her birthday. It was so fun.
Yeah, we love Carrie.
But yeah, I was bummed I didn't get to see Boy Genius at an actual concert because I wanted to go, but I was out of town.
Never say never. Maybe they'll go on tour again.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one's from Crystal. She said, I wore a sticky bra to a concert in the middle of jumping around in the crowd. My sticky bra completely unstuck and plopped on the floor. I literally just picked it up and threw it in my bag and I gaslit myself into thinking no one saw me.
And they didn't.
They didn't.
Because you said they didn't. Yeah. So clearly they didn't.
I believe you more than I would believe other people.
Especially a man.
I would never. They always lie. Yeah. Okay, this next one's from Lorena.
Wait, hold on. About Sorry. Sticky boobs, I will say like, they are truly.
Are those the ones that have like the little tie in the middle? So it's one sticky boob? Because that's what she said. It was a sticky bra.
Yeah, like they're individual cups and they stick to your titties and then you hook them in the middle.
Oh, I see.
And I lived and died by those when I was in college because I was getting used
to. You were a whore.
That. And I was getting used to not wearing bras with stuff because like. My straps would show and I didn't like it. So I was like, my friend put me on. She was like, oh, have you ever heard of sticky boobs? And she gave me a brand new pair.
Oh, okay.
And so I started using
them. I would rather
them.
Not wear a bra.
Yeah, now I would rather sure. not wear a bra. But at the time I was baby stepping into that world.
I can't wait to get a boob job so then I never have to wear one and they can just sit there all the time. Never have to worry about anything.
You know why I make
not
this?
Not even under boob sweat because they're going to be so like rock hard up here.
I make this joke all the time, but like.
I know exactly
if I had like small titties, like the world would open up for me in too. Fashion because like I'm packing a lot of heat up here. So like these bitches could knock somebody out. Yeah. No, truly. And so I always joke like when someone with like A to C, C titties,
like think of like a regular white girl, she could wear like a wife pleaser with no bra and it looks cute.
And it looks cute and fashion. It looks fat and like nipples poking through and it's fashion. Cute and it's fashion.
You can even see the boobs through it and you're like fashion, she looks great.
And then when I do it, it's like village wet nurse. You know what I mean? Like it's like, it's medical, it's medicinal.
Like studying you in the wild.
Yeah. It's National Geographic. It's like, they're observing me like, what's the name of that lady who went to someone, fucked everybody up?
Margaret Mead.
Margaret Mead, yeah. Like, she's observing me like someone in the wild. Like, I'm feeding six kids that aren't my own. Like, that's what it looks like when I go braless. Like, it's just...
Like, Drew's wearing a... What is this? It's a onesie, right?
Yeah, this is like
a... Or like a singlet. Piece.
It's like... Yeah, it's like a
singlet. And she got it from Aritzia.
Yeah, right? Aritzia. Yeah.
So, I have singlets like that. I don't wear a bra with them because I don't care.
Yeah, I wore a bra with this one...
Because it's a little bit too big. Yeah.
Well, I'm on my period, so they're just, they're H's right now.
They go from D to H.
I need the support. So, like,
have you seen the girls throwing their bras on the stage to Drake?
Yes. I saw him pick one up in the crowd and he was like, H. When he looked at it, he goes, somebody find this woman immediately. And I kept making that joke. Like, I kept saying that to Billy Ren, somebody find this woman immediately.
And then the girl showed who did it.
So funny. So funny.
Yeah, bring back throwing your bras on stage again, ladies. I think that's funny.
Do you remember when you sent me a TikTok of like this person recording a donut box and they were like, who the fuck took this cartoony ass bite of this donut? Because it was like perfect. And he's like, that bite probably sounded like, and it had that cartoon that was like, ha. You know what I mean? Yeah, like that.
Like Homer Simpson.
Yeah. And all the comments were like, that's a Drake bite.
Dude, the joke that he's corny makes me laugh.
Yeah. When they say like, me and we make this joke with Adam all the time. That like that Drake meme when it's like, it says like, Drake's the type of guy that looks around after laughing and goes, I needed this. We make that joke with Adam all the time.
Wait, what was the cartoon? The TikTok. Oh, I saw you guys trying to find the R&B hat one.
Oh my God, that was so funny. I know you.
I'll post it on TikTok or on Instagram. I'll share it on our Instagram story.
Yeah.
But then. Okay, music. That one made me laugh. And then Drew sent me this one of this girl. I'm going to put it into my Instagram story. And it's the one with the bust, the head bust. Is that what that is?
It's like a sculpture
of
like a big face and it has no body and it's just legs.
She's like moving it around.
It's like, and it has these big fucking eyes and a nose and a mouth. And it looks like it's like looking like this all the time.
Dude. Oh, it made me laugh so hard. I started crying.
Yeah.
I needed that.
I needed that. I needed this.
Okay. This next one's from Lorena.
Okay.
She said, I went out to dinner before my concert. It really upset my stomach and I had really bad gas and they stunk. I had no choice but to stand there and let them rip. And boy, did I. And I heard someone say, is someone farting? I was super embarrassed, but I'm not losing my barricade spot. You're crazy. Hey, I think you're crazy. And it stunk.
Why'd you write it like... Sometimes you guys piss me off. Like, I'm gonna be really honest. Sometimes you guys make me mad. The fact that you're like, I don't give a fuck whose eyelashes I burn off. Like, I am not losing this spot. You're gonna have to kill me.
I hope my terrible ugliness will not be a distraction to you, sir.
Not at all, boy. Dude, the fact that...
Oh my God, dude. My stomach
The fact
hurts.
That someone was so fed up that they were like, is somebody farting?
I do that all the time.
Someone was so fed up. They were like, who is it? Come forward immediately. Somebody find this woman immediately. That would have been me to your farts. Dude, the fact that you were just fucking laying some serious heat... Some gas right there. That's crazy. You're just like, it's just like chemical warfare you're inflicting on everyone around you. Mm. That's nuts. That's honestly funny. It sounds like you would have shit your pants before you lost that barricade spot. I feel like. Who are you seeing? Did she write?
No.
Hope it was someone just like so, like, I hope it was like Big Time Rush or something. Like, it wasn't even that, like, it wasn't like a Rosalia or like a Beyonce. I hope it was like something like that.
It's like AJR.
It's MTK. You know? Yeah.
MTKO or whatever.
Not to be confused with MGK. Not that.
No.
MTKO.
Baby Girl, the new classic.
You know the one. You know the
All-Star
one.
All-Star Weekend, your front row.
Hey, is what it is.
You gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. I don't know. Okay, this one's from Jillian. She said, when I was in the fifth grade, my best friend and I saw Cher Lloyd in concert.
Period.
Somehow,
Swagga Jagga. Remember that? Remember that song?
I do. Somehow we ended up against the barricades with someone's mom holding us up by our butts. That sounds fun.
Oh, is that the end of the story?
And that's the end.
All right. Dude, Cher Lloyd with her Pick Me song.
Want You Back.
Yeah, Want You Back. Yeah. Swagger Jagger is the funniest.
No, I know the song that you were talking
about. She has another song, though, that I was like, this song fucking bangs. I forget what it was. She came out with one after that that I was kind of like, and she's back. Because it was like after she had kind of disappeared for a while.
Sure.
Fuck, I can't remember what it was.
Damn it.
Those are the only two I can think of. Want You Back and Swagger Jagger. That's it.
All right, friends, we're going to take one last little break. And this is with our friends at Julie. So I personally do not have any experience using the morning after pill, but I have had friends that have used it in the past. And I know for them, a lot of feelings of like shame or embarrassment or guilt come with it. And I'm super excited that we're partnering with Julie because they kind of take all of those emotions completely out of it. So if you've ever had unprotected sex, forgot your birth control, had a condom broke, or you're just not sure, we're excited to talk about a new company that's giving emergency contraception a much needed rebrand. Julie is an FDA-approved morning after pill that helps stop a pregnancy before it starts. Julie is aiming to be the emergency contraception company for the next generation, one of learning and acceptance, love that, not stigma and shame. When it comes to complex and stressful choices around your health, they believe people deserve products that are easy in every way, easy to find, easy to take, easy to relate to, and easy to understand. Julie stops your body from releasing an egg using the same active ingredient as Plan B or other morning after pills. Essentially, Julie works by preventing or delaying your ovulation. With no egg, there's no fertilization and therefore no pregnancy. And it's no risk to future fertility. It works best when taken right away or within 72 hours of unprotected sex. Julie just launched a CVS, but you can also find Julie at Target and Walmart stores across the U.S. You can also order online to have for the future, just in case. It's legal in all 50 states. That's so important that you know that. You do not need an ID, prescription, or credit card to get it. Right now, Julie is offering our listeners $10 off your online purchase. Go to juliecare.co/twoidiotgirls to get $10 off your online purchase for a limited time. That's juliecare.co/twoidiotgirls. Or if you need it right away, you can find Julie at your nearest CVS, Target, or Walmart today. Now back to the episode.
Okay.
This next one's from Morgan. She said, my first concert I ever went to was One Direction, their first tour.
Oh, period.
And I was in
We went to that one.
Yeah. I was in a suite with other girls, and all I could remember is kicking a piece of pizza out of some girl's hand. That's it. I could not begin to tell you why or how that happened.
Like, you just did it? Or, like, were you, like, dancing? You're
so fired up.
I hope you were dancing, and then that's just what happened.
Okay, this next one's from Michelle. She said, I went to go see Silk Sonic as my graduation present.
Oh, my gosh, how fun.
And I screamed, I love you, Bruno. And it got so quiet in the section that was my section. I was so embarrassed, and he didn't hear me.
That's the worst part.
You're right. That is embarrassing.
It wasn't even worth it. That's the worst part. And he didn't even hear me. Damn.
Double homicide.
Well, on top of that, he didn't even hear me. Fuck, dude. That would embarrass me too. Especially when it gets quiet like that. Dude, oh my gosh, that reminds me. On your story the other day when you were doing your Q&A and you posted like, what's your favorite thing? And you posted the clip from Taylor Swift's song. And you posted,
Delicate.
Yeah. Delicate. It also got quiet when I did that. I thought everyone was going to cheer, but they didn't.
No, everyone counts. I forgot that part.
I didn't know that.
I just said I forgot.
Nobody told me. Doesn't matter. I was cheering her on.
Yeah.
I was telling her, yup, yup. Like we always do.
I felt it. Okay, this next one's from Jenny. They said, one time I went to see Tyler, the Creator, and I was in GA, which I know the mosh pits were bound to happen. And there was a guy with super long, sweaty hair. And when the mosh pit was going on, I got hit in the face with his sweaty hair twice. I have not recovered since.
Ew.
That would make me so mad.
And also, like, you're not even in it. You're getting hit by the same guy. Is he doing it on purpose?
No.
What if that was your meet cute and you missed it?
I know. Because you're too busy worrying about the sweaty hair.
Me and Dace kept making that joke at the Taylor Swift concert.
What?
We kept going, open the fucking pit. Right when she was doing like a slow song.
But like
before she did like Enchanted.
Like we long like, live. That's
what yeah. So we were, open the fucking pit. Open the
fucking pit. Dude. Moshing to.
Nobody was laughing.
Moshing to Lover. I would laugh. That would be so funny.
Or to Enchanted. That's so funny.
Marjorie, it's a song about her grandma passed away. So funny.
That's a funny ass joke to make at a concert like that.
I'm telling you guys, it's always funny.
It hits every time.
Open the fucking pit.
Open the fucking.
You're at like Sabrina Carpenter. She's about to do Feather.
Open the fucking pit. Dude, that's so. You're seeing Olivia Rodrigo. She does Good For You.
Not even. That's not a good even. One. Yeah. Like it has to be like one step forward, three steps back. Dude, her new song's good. People
didn't like it?
That's what I thought.
I was eating it up, girl.
I like it.
I've been playing. She hit after hit after hit. Like,
Another club.
That bitch knows how to put out a fucking single. Let me tell you something.
I'm going to eat it up every single time.
I loved Vampire, and I love Bad Idea, right? Like, I... Period.
And whoever is styling her right now...
Her aesthetic and her new her music video, that shit bangs, man. So cute. She looks good. She's fucking awesome. Her new song.
See how long like her hair looks like yours, how it's long and dark.
Yeah.
Should I do that to my hair too? What are our thoughts, guys?
I think Dayson should stick with the red because I like the red, but maybe do a more fall red.
Like a darker.
Like an
red.
Auburn.
Yeah. A browner red.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think that'd be cute.
Cowboy copper, as the girlies are calling it. I'm thinking about it. Thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay. This next one's from Kat. She said, I shaved my coochie for the One Direction Take Me Home tour in 2013, really thinking Harry Styles would see me in the audience and automatically want to ride into the sunset with me. High key thought we would get married.
What a great tour to go to.
Take Me Home.
Take Me Home tour.
I know we didn't go to any of those ones. Just make me mad. But yeah.
No, because I was in college. In another state. So
the last time we did see them, I had just turned 21.
Though. I was being an adult in another state, so that's why I did not partake in those shows. I wish I did, though.
Yeah.
That's like, if they were to go on tour again and I got to go and they did Come On, Come On, that would make me be like, open the fucking pit during Come On, Come On.
They escort you out
for and what the fuck people? Do y'all know about this?
Come on, come on.
It hits every time. Just like Stole My Heart on Up All Night.
I don't like that one.
Nobody liked that song. I did.
You like that one and Taken. I didn't like either of those ones.
Taken?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the second song?
I think so.
Track two?
The one that Kelly Clarkson wrote. I know she wrote that one.
What? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. The lore behind all the people that wrote songs for them is crazy.
It's pretty crazy, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many famous people that wrote songs for them.
Okay, this next one's from Caitlin. She said, not a funny one, but cute. My BFF in middle school and I used to walk to the park by her house on the weekends, put our earphones on, clip our iPods to our skinny jeans, and walk around singing the Jonas Brothers songs out loud while holding a skateboard. Why did we all do that?
Holding a skateboard?
The skateboard, what was that during that era?
It's pick-me-ism.
Like I wanted to learn how to ski. I've always wanted to learn how to skateboard, but I'm too scared of getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because I'm gay, but
I don't have the ankles for it. So,
but I remember like all the Ryan Sheckler stuff, like that was crazy during that time.
It was just, that's who was hot at the time. That was like the vibes, the aesthetic at the time.
That's true.
So, yeah. Dayson had a skateboard with a bunch of stickers on the
bottom. And I got kind of good at it. And then I just stopped playing with it. Okay, she said, her mom surprised us with tickets to a Jonas Brothers concert. We cried happy tears, made puffy paint shirts. Dude, okay.
So did we.
You guys always make fun of me for never having the pictures. I'm going to put a picture right here. This is us at the premiere, the day that the Jonas Brothers 3D movie came out. Oh, yeah. And our friend's in it. I'm going to put a sticker on her head. But it's me and Drew in it. And you could see our neon outfits.
Oh, God.
And my bangs.
The worst part is that I look 28 in that picture.
Dude, she said we
and made... And I was 15.
She said we made puffy paint shirts. We wore neon knee-high socks.
Period. Same.
Matching neon sweatbands over our bangs that went across our foreheads and sang our hearts out, best night ever.
That's sweet.
Crazy.
Same, honestly.
This next one's from Kayla. She said, when I was like 8, Big Time Rush was doing a show nearby. So naturally, my mom bought me and my cousin, who was also obsessed with the show, to see them.
Fun.
They called up a girl on stage and they happened to call up a girl with the same name as me. Knowing full well they were not talking about me, I saw the entire performance that they did for said Kayla on stage while pretending they were singing to me. That's funny.
You being like, same. Oh my God,
literally me.
Just like the, oh my gosh, were any of you ever the one less lonely girl?
I need to know.
Let me know if you were.
I need to know.
I never really got on the Justin Bieber train. That was never really my vibes personally. Mm-hmm. But when I saw the movie, his 3D movie, and then I saw the One Less Lonely Girl part, I said, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hold on now.
Hold on.
Not too much now.
Give me a second.
I know.
Let him cook. I should have let him cook.
Okay, this is the last one. This is from Jazz. She said, my first concert was the Hannah Montana Miley Jonas Brothers tour.
Best of Both Worlds tour.
So jealous.
I'm so jealous. I wish I got to go to that one.
She said, and my mom had one of my aunts call me after I got out of school and she pretended to be Miley Cyrus / Hannah Montana. She ended up taking it too far and told me that I was going to go backstage. I spent the next
few years. When the bit goes too far.
Yeah. She goes, I spent the next few years mad at Miley that she lied to me because she thought it was really her.
That is so, I like how they made it Miley. So they're like, it's not my fault. She's just like not picking up. Don't know what happened.
She told you this. Why are you getting mad at
me? She said that I did my best. I did everything I was supposed to do. It's not my fault. She's not holding up her end of the deal. I watched that movie a few months ago and it still holds up.
Dang.
Okay. Still good. We saw it in theaters when it came out.
And we went dressed up. Yeah. The song Rockstar is just so good. GNO, North Sutherland High, is that what it is?
Yeah.
East North Umberland High,
yeah. Which is such a strange name. I wonder
the
why
she that. I that. Wasn't even close. That's nice.
See You Again.
I didn't like that one.
Are you kidding? That's mm-hmm. one of her best ones when she was transitioning.
I have to wonder. That's the song, right?
No.
Deep inside.
That's what not See You Again. That is not See
what
You Again.
What song is that, you guys?
Wait, hold on. Which, yeah, I know this one. Start All Over. That's what it is.
Oh, I hate that song. Sorry, yeah. Guys.
No, See You Again is the one she wrote about Nick.
I also don't like that one, but I know what
you're talking about. You're wrong. You're so wrong. You've never been more wrong in your life.
I like Breakout. That's one of my favorite Miley Cyrus
That's
songs.
A good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Wake Up America.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Ooh.
Hello. That whole album didn't get enough love.
No.
Hello.
With the chevron shirt, right?
Yeah, and all her hair extensions. Yeah. That bitch had 8 bundles in her fucking head. I don't know how she did it.
That color
it's
is
hard
so
having
good,
extensions.
Too.
Yeah, her dark brown hair.
Yeah,
mm-hmm, very mm-hmm, pretty. Mm-hmm. So good. Oh, I'm so jealous you got to go to that tour. I wish I got to go to that one.
I know, me too.
I would have ate it up there.
But so then you would have been mad that her and Nick were flirting while they were performing.
No way, because it's like fan fiction being lived out.
Remember when it was such a big scandal that she had a body double come out so she could change?
They're like, it's not even her.
And it's she's the body double's out there for 20 seconds.
Yeah, and it's also like she's, if you think about it, like what that's the crazy part when I rewatched the movie is like
she's like 15.
She was doing a 2.5-hour concert by herself for like how many, I don't even know how many cities, fucking like 100 plus cities. Mm-hmm. And she was 15 years old. Yeah. Like that's fucking insane.
And just to play as 2 different people.
Yeah. She like was 14 at the start of it and like turned 15 when it was over or some shit like that. Like that's fucking crazy, bro. Like her work ethic is just unbelievable. Imagine. And they're filming a movie at the same time.
Yeah.
That's fucking cuckoo.
They were doing the Hannah Montana movie at the same time.
No, the 3D
the documentary.
Movie.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like they were filming that at the same time that she was on the tour. So she had to like do extra shit for it, like interviews and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Film a bunch of shit. Crazy. I remember
when. And finish high school.
Like, yeah, she was in school at the same time. That's fucking nuts.
Too much.
Anyways, I better not find out any of you are on the Elder Brother team.
That's all I'll say.
That's the moral of this story.
We'll end it there. But we hope you enjoyed this.
Take that as a warning.
And the music,
a threat even.
The music director, I'm watching you.
Also, I didn't even mention this earlier. I forgot. The part where they go into the gas station and then they're both like, may the better man win. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She comes out with an icy and she only gives it to one of them. And then the other one drinks her icy in front of him.
I think you're talking about in the newest episode when they go in the gas station, the two brothers.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know that
episode. Right before the party.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. That was the first time I ever thought that brother was hot. The thing he said about the, I thought Coco was your thing. That was all. That was literally me the whole time. Rewinding it. The best way to watch that show is a little bit on the devil's lettuce.
Hell yeah, dude.
A little bit too much on the devil's lettuce. So you go, delicate. That's me.
Dude.
Wait, is that what you were going to bring up when he said Coco was your thing?
Yeah, it was like the...
That's the only time of the whole show.
That whole scene when they're both like peacocking.
Yeah.
So they're both like...
Yeah. That was the only time, you guys, that I thought, oh my God.
And she looked good. Her hair was blown out. She had a little tube top on. Yup.
She looks like summer.
Yup.
She looks like summer.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, we love you guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, you can stream other episodes every week and listen to podcasts. And the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Also, join our Patreon so you can get more exclusive content from us.
Yes.
But we love you and we hope you have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
You end it and you're all...